Okay, and we just did a Patreon-only joint, and that'll be going on. All right. Hop, skippity, fresh. Let's get down with the funky stuff, huh? What kind of stuff you got?
Sex worker updates, news.
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
I came in a little hot.
Some sex worker updates. I think I'm getting featured in another article on The Guardian about Kamala Harris and Sesta Fosta and Backpage. Fun fact.
There you go. I know. A fun thing to do. Now, you have to do it in quotation marks.
Yes.
Is Yahoo search Phoenix Kalita or whatever search engine you like. And because we did that one day. And
we did.
We found a gang of shit, really. Yes. Like, we actually found a gang of shit. But also, we found some nigga that is angry at us and is writing for a little website, and it's really cute, and he was so mad at the wine cellar still.
Not just some guy. The guy who's been accused of rape. That guy.
So, a rapist.
That guy. I've had quotes in The Guardian before, right when Sesta Fosta passed, and the same reporter reached back out to me, and he's writing about Kamala Harris potentially running for president, and you know how different communities are viewing her legacy and so on and so forth. So
what's going on? Sex workers, right?
So sex workers, this is just going to be us one in a long series of updates. We covered the story about the Border Patrol agent who was killing sex workers, right?
We did.
Yeah,
I think we did twice.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, this is like episode 787, I think, or some shit like that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, this is the update now. He has pleaded not guilty to killing four women, which I think, I want to say the first time we covered it, there were three victims. Now there's four.
Is this the same one? Is this the one that was raping and killing trans women? Is that a different story?
I think one of the sex workers was trans.
Okay.
So, yeah. This is the one where he was killing him, and like he had another victim, but she managed to get away and report it to police, like escaped from his hotel room or a car or something. Yeah, this is that case. So Juan David Ortiz, a U.S. Border Patrol agent, hashtag good cops.
Hey,
has pleaded not guilty on Thursday to a capital murder charge in the deaths of four women, according to the Associated Press. They put killing spree in quotes. What the fuck is that?
Because I'm going to keep you...
Oh, that was the wrong one.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
All right.
Quote-unquote killing spree, which is weird because it's a fake killing spree and yet there's dead bodies. I don't know how that happened. His killing spree might have continued, prosecutors say, had they not, quote, lucky break. Who's just putting random quotations around shit in here? Who wrote this shit?
Lucky.
Matthew Schwartz, I am just pleased, Matthew. A lucky break when a fifth kidnapped woman escaped and contacted authorities. Prosecutors say that Ortiz thought it was his... Okay. I just want to say, I started this off talking about Kamala, right? And when I think about Sesta Fosta, the sex worker kept saying, you're going to put us in danger because not only do sex workers now have to work outdoors because we don't have... there's not like Backpage or online places to advertise and screen, but in addition to that, it's adding to stigma, and stigma is... what gets sex workers killed because people know they're a vulnerable population who can be hurt, right? Like we say that all the time on this show. Lo and behold, prosecutors say that Ortiz thought it was his duty to clean up the streets of Laredo, a border town in southwest Texas. So he began picking up alleged sex workers, driving them to the remote areas, and then shooting them in the head, according to prosecutors. Webb County District Attorney Isidrio Alains said at a news conference last month, when announcing charges, quote, he deemed them to be the scum of the earth, and he wanted to move forward and clean the streets from these type of people. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So, stigma doesn't kill, right? No big deal.
No, it doesn't.
Cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Love dead hooker jokes. They're totally not related to anything happening in real life ever at any point. Ortiz thought law enforcement wasn't doing enough to stop prostitution in Laredo, so he believed he was doing a service by killing the women, according to Ortiz. Wait, what the fuck?
So, essentially...
So, he confessed.
He's a certain brand of feminist I've heard of.
He is a certain brand of feminist that we've heard of.
Swerf.
So, He confessed, but he pleaded not guilty. All right, let's go with that. Because the sentence, it says Ortiz thought law enforcement wasn't doing enough, so he was doing a service by killing the women, Ortiz said. Or is that a typo? It's not supposed to be Ortiz. It's supposed to be the prosecutor said.
Oh, maybe. What's this outlet?
NPR.
NPR?
Yeah.
NPR. All right. Apparently they're furloughed too. All right.
So, yeah, I don't know who said he was doing a service. I don't know if that's a direct, like, confession from him or if that's the prosecutor still talking. I don't know.
But you see what, there's the language factor. Maybe he did say that. And he's pleading not guilty or innocent to murder because he doesn't see it as murder.
That's entirely possible. I mean, but also a lot of people start confessing to something and then they get a lawyer and the lawyer's like, shut up. And then you know, they end up pleading not guilty. I don't know. But so, yeah, that I could really go either way with that there. So prosecutors are seeking the death penalty because Ortiz's, quote, vigilante mentality presents a future danger to society. Oh, okay, and then NPR has a hyperlink that says he did confess. So, yeah, he actually did say he was doing a public service by killing sex workers.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's definitely, he's riding there with Megan...
Murphy.
Megan Murphy, Julie Bindle, Anita Sarkeesian.
Why does somebody fucking link me to Gail Dines to tell me something about sex work?
Oh, Jesus balls, Gail Dines, I forgot about. And Gail Dines, I remember, like, I was in a hurry, and so... And I wanted, like, you know, quick links to things, bookmarks. Mm-hmm. And my bookmark to just get to YouTube quickly was a Gail Dines video. And then I proceeded to get, because I didn't know who Gail Dines was. And I was willing to check out anybody. I was like, who's this Gail Dines? Mm-hmm. And I heard some of the most bullshitty ass bullshit I had ever heard in my whole entire shit.
I think Julie Bindle is the one who wins, though. I'll have to double check it, but I think that's the one who said that after we eradicate sex workers should be murdered in the streets for, like, being complicit with patriarchy or something, helping patriarchy.
Wouldn't you be helping patriarchy by killing women? But, you know, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I think Julie Bindle is also the most fucking ridiculous because I saw what the fuck she started doing. She started finding, like, she would just have throwaway sentences in her shit she wrote, like, some people call them sex workers just because she wanted it to hit the search terms.
Oh.
So if people were looking for sex workers, they would come across her bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so Julie Bindle's that's a nickel slick nigga right there. I don't like that motherfucker, man. Because somebody, like, that's devious shit.
Right.
Like, that's a cold fucking fucker.
Yeah.
In the tags, I put Francis Cresswellsing and shit like that a lot because I want black people to come to the black left before they go to the black right.
Yes.
Yeah. You're trying to find the quote?
Yeah, I was trying to find it. I don't see it off the top of my head. I'll look more for it later. I'm pretty sure that was Julie Bindle, though.
Yeah, that's the one you want to keep archived. Like, we have a printer. We can...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to put it next to my, why I chose prostitution. From that, what the fuck is her name? That researcher who studies sex workers. And her shit is always, like, so fucking shady. And she's been reported because her research methods are flawed. And then people quote her stuff, like, completely out of context. Hmm. Like, she did people...
She's the one that said they get in at, like, 7 years old or some shit.
Yeah, like, the average age of entry into prostitution is between 9 and 13. That, yeah. Except the study that she did was... on minors in the sex work industry. Really? So there are a lot of 13-year-olds in your study that excluded everyone over the age of 17. Huh? Really? Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. It's not even a study.
Melissa Farley, by the way, is her name. But yeah, okay. But she wrote this, like, fucking satire piece, like, the reasons why I chose prostitution. It's fucking horrible. It's got shit like, because I decided being gang raped by the football team was a transcendental experience and would be my life calling.
Wasn't that from, like, 2013 or
fucking
older?
Old. It's old. Older. It's like 2007 or some shit.
Fuck.
Yeah, but still, but that's the thing. It's still on the internet. So do you actually feel bad about it? Like, it's still on the website.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fuck it. Fuck all these niggas. So despite confessing and saying he was doing a public service by killing these women, Ortiz had a not guilty plea on the fuck For some reason, I don't know why they added this in, Ortiz's not guilty plea came on the same day President Trump visited the border town of McAllen, Texas, a few hours south of Laredo. Trump, who visited a Border Patrol station and held a roundtable discussion with local officials, was there to make a case for his wall, NPR reported.
Oh, wait, but this guy is an agent, right?
Yeah.
So they're linking him to Trump. So it's not that much of a throwaway sentence. It's just, you know.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
But wait, there's more.
Fuck.
While on the border, Trump criticized the media for not sufficiently covering crime and violence committed by undocumented immigrants. And during the roundtable meeting, Trump met with family members of officers killed by undocumented immigrants. Ortiz, who was a Border Patrol supervisor by day and was in off-duty and driving his own truck when the attacks took place, according to the NPR, as a law enforcement was looking for a killer, he would be reporting to work every day like normal. Obviously, this isn't from the article, just obviously, none of this was brought up to Trump. They're just bringing up Trump to bring up Trump, really.
Okay.
Like they didn't actually say to him, but what about this case?
Oh, hitting the search terms.
Yes. The women who were killed were Melissa Ramirez, Giselda Alicio Cantu. Oh, huh. Cantu is oftentimes an indigenous name. Interesting.
Huh.
Claudine Luera and, they dead name somebody. Janelle Ortiz.
The trans woman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They have, like, the first name and then Janelle in quotes Ortiz.
Oh, wait, in quotes or parentheses?
Quotes.
In
Janelle
quotes.
Quotes.
Oh, so what the fuck Swerf wrote this shit?
Yeah.
You dissed this article writer earlier in it, too. What's this fucker's
Matthew
name?
Matthew Schwartz.
Does he have his fucking Twitter on there?
Of course he does.
Oh, man, we should go tweet at that nigga. Hey, what's his at?
I'm looking.
All right,
oh,
folks.
This is just a link to all his other fucking articles.
Ah, fuck that shit. All right.
Oh, that's great. The last thing he wrote before this was last known World War II Nazi living in U.S. dead. Fuck, nigga.
So he's just pumping out shit.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, as a journalist, he's just painting bowls of fruit.
Oh, he has a law degree from Georgetown.
Wait, Georgetown?
Yeah.
Is that big bad boy Brett?
I don't fucking know. Probably. No,
Brett. No, he went to Georgetown Prep, not the Georgetown.
Oh, not the actual university.
Yeah.
Come on. It's being booty. It won't let me look up his at.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Just let me look at. So Uh-oh. The tablet won't let me log in to Twitter.
Why not?
Because it's trying to like text me verification codes or something. I don't know. It's just being weird. I'm not cooperating, so I can't.
Try
look
to have
at his
it texted to my telephone number.
I could. Cause, do
yeah, because you have more safety features up on your shit.
I do.
Yeah.
Just for a second, I thought that was the big fat black ghost.
All right.
That's not funny.
That's a good story. That's a good story. All right, Miss Ma'am. So, yeah, we're going to find this Matthew Schwartz. All right. Winecellarmedia.fothermuckin.com.